On Morgan's AM, modest losses for US equity markets, inflation concerns persist.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets eased as inflation concerns persist. The Dow eased 54 points or 0.2%. The broader S&P 500 lost a quarter of 1%, with communication services, utilities and information technology leading 8 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Energy, with a 2.3% gain, was the clear outperformer. Tesla fell 2.2%, with famed investor Michael Burry, who made a fortune betting against mortgage securities before the 2008 global financial crisis, revealing a short position against the electric vehicle maker worth approximately $534 million. AT&T fell 2.7%, although it hit a record intraday high earlier in the session after confirming weekend press speculation that it will merge its content unit WarnerMedia with rival Discovery in a deal to create a media giant with an enterprise value of $150 billion. United Airline Holdings rose 2.3% after announcing that it is adding more than 400 daily flights to its July schedule and will increase its services to destinations in Europe, as bookings for summer travel had more than tripled compared with 2020 levels. The technology-centric Nasdaq lost 0.4%, pairing an earlier decline of over 1.2%. Microsoft lost 1.2%, Apple down 0.9%. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index edged 0.1% higher. In broader stock moves, Airbnb dropped over 6% as its post-initial public offering lockup period ends, allowing insiders the right to sell shares. In US corporate earnings, retailers Home Depot, Macy's and Walmart post first quarter earnings tonight, along with Baidu Inc. and Take-Two Interactive Software. Raytheon Technologies holds its 2021 investor meeting. The US first quarter earnings season is wrapping up, with more than 90% of the S&P 500 companies having reported their results. Thus far, 86% of S&P 500 companies have reported a positive earnings per share surprise, which would mark the highest percentage of positive earnings surprises since 2008, when FactSet began tracking this metric. In US economic data, the National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index was unchanged at 83 in May. According to the NAHB, aggregate residential construction material costs increased 12% on an annual basis in recent months and appeared to have risen further. European bourses settled with modest losses, the travel and leisure sector down 2.4%, the main drag on the pan-European Stoxx 600 index, which settled down 0.05%. The basic resources sector overcame early selling as investors eyed some soft China economic data, settling 0.9% higher. Germany's DAX fell 0.1%, France's CAC lost 0.3%. London's FTSE 100 slipped 0.2%, despite the major miners clawing back some of last Friday's steep losses. BHP Group rose 1%, Rio Tinto up 2.3%. Engine maker Rolls-Royce Holdings fell 4.3% after analysts at Deutsche Bank cast doubt on the company's ability to achieve its full-year guidance, saying the numbers look a bit daunting. In broader stock moves, budget carrier Ryanair Holdings fell 2.8% after posting its biggest annual loss in its 35-year history after passenger numbers plunged 81% during the COVID-19 pandemic. The airline reiterated that passenger numbers in the year to March 31, 2022 would be at the lower end of an 80 to 120 million range. Ryanair said it expects to benefit from a strong rebound of pent-up travel demand through the second half of the year, adding that the weekly increase in bookings since early April suggests the recovery has already begun. Overnight, the UK further eased COVID lockdown restrictions, with pubs and restaurants set to reopen to customers for in-dining and museums and cinemas also allowed to reopen. However, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson called for a cautious approach to the unlocking, warning the spread of the Indian variant could threaten further easing due on the 21st of June. Base metals were stronger across the board, shrugging off some weak China activity data for April released yesterday. Copper gained just over 1% to be trading just over $4.69 a pound amid the threat of strikes at mines in Chile. A union representing workers at BHP Group's Escondida and Spence mines in Chile rejected the company's contract offer, raising the risk of a strike. Elsewhere, nickel advanced 2.3%, aluminium with a 1.5% gain, zinc up 3.2%. China's National Bureau of Statistics released the official activity data for April yesterday. Industrial production grew 9.8% in April from a year earlier, in line with economists' forecasts, but slower than the 14.1% surge recorded in March. Retail sales rose 17.7% year-on-year, much weaker than the 24.9% improvement expected by economists and down from the 34.2% jump recorded in March. And fixed asset investment increased 19.9% in the first 4 months from the same period a year earlier, versus a forecast for a 19% rise and slowing from January through to March's 25.6% increase. Benchmark spot iron ore rebounded $8.98 or 4.3% to $217.77 a metric tonne. Data released yesterday recorded that China's steel output rose to 97.9 million tonnes to hit monthly and daily run rate records, despite the government's pledge to curb annual production to reduce pollution and increase costs from raw materials. Separately, the chief executive of Brazil's Vale, Eduardo Bartolomeo, said the record surge in iron ore prices over the past year was very different to the boom of the early 2000s, which was driven by China's rapid industrialisation. Mr. Bartolomeo told Financial Times that we are not talking about a huge shock in demand now. I would say it's marginal. It is not a shock. However, he added that with big global economies revving up and iron ore producers running at or near capacity, prices could remain elevated until 2023. This market is going to be tight for a while, at least 2 years, he said. Gold futures rallied $29.50 or 1.6% to $1,867.60 an ounce, logging their highest close since the 7th of January and settling above their 200-day moving average for the first time since early this year. Oil prices advanced, with US crude prices logging their highest close in more than 2 years. WTI rose 90 cents or 1.4% to $66.27 a barrel, the highest settlement for the front-month contract since the 23rd of April 2019. Brent gained 75 cents to $69.46 a barrel. US Treasury yields were little changed, 10-year Treasury yields flat at 1.64%. Federal Reserve Vice Chair Richard Clarida addressed an Atlanta Federal Reserve conference overnight and observed that the US economy could see growth north of 6%, possibly 7%. Mr. Clarida said current labour and supply bottlenecks are likely to pass and noted that it may take more time to reopen a $20 trillion economy than it did to shut it down. The Australian dollar is buying around 77.7 US cents. The Reserve Bank of Australia released the minutes of their May monetary policy meeting later today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.